GOP Rep. Wagner, over the horizon security in Afghanistan is a myth, homeland less safe than it was. By Ian Hanchett on September 18, 2021. On Friday's broadcast of the Fox Business Network's Evening Edit, Representative Ann Wagner, RMO, reacted to the Pentagon admitting that the August 29 drone strike killed civilians and not any ISIS-K members by stating that there is no over-the-horizon security there and the American homeland is in much more peril than it was some years ago. Because of the actions of the Biden administration. Wagner said, well, it's a tragedy, and there's oftentimes collateral damage in a war zone, but this didn't have to be either. And I want to know why the Biden administration spiked the ball and they claimed they took out ISIS-K. When, in fact, it was a nutrition aid worker and seven children. It's continues on the full-scale debacle that is this withdrawal from Afghanistan. The price has been pretty high. Joe Biden wanted out at any cost, Liz, and that cost is 13 American lives. It is $85 billion worth of our equipment. It's our airbase, our U.S. embassy, our credibility with our allies and our Afghan defenders and supporters. And most of all, it's our safety and security, Liz. Our homeland, 20 years after 9/11, is no safer now, and, in fact, I would say in much more peril than it was some years ago. Because of the actions of the Biden administration. She added, there is no over-the-horizon security there or knowing what's going to come next. We just buried, yesterday, in St. Louis, at Jefferson Barracks, Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz, one of the 13 men and women who were killed and murdered. Because we outsourced, this government, our U.S. government, outsourced their security to the Taliban and to terrorists. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.